House Bill 1222, an act to provide for the compensation of librarians and library employees.
House Bill 1222, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Holback.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring House Bill 1222 to you at a request from a city. And let me tell you the situation of what's taking place. Presently, a lot of our cities are finding that they're non-compliant with what the law reads, because the law reads today that our librarians are to be determined their benefits and their pay by a library board. And a lot of the cities don't understand that because they assume that all city employees, their pay and benefits should be determined by the city. That's not the case. And so as a result, what's happened is this, especially in smaller communities where the library board has taken a firm stand and saying, we will determine benefits and pay. We are finding that we have at times where there's this conflict of interest going on between, a conflict going on between city employees that get one raise and set of benefits and a librarian that gets others. And the city's hands are tied on this. This bill clears this up. It puts the control back in the people that are in control of the dollars, in control of deciding wages for the people that are working for the city. We sent this out to the cities, and the cities are in favor of it. In committee, it had no opposition. It passed out at 13-0. I ask that you give it the same support here. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1222. Representative Adelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we really need to have an understanding of the independence of the library boards. I served on one for 12 years. There's a reason why the law reads the way it does, and it's a very good reason. Almost everyone in this room is old enough to remember the day when the political process resulted in books being burned. Any one of us who've ever served on a library board can remember the political pressure to take some books, not have some books, take gifts of books, not take gifts of books. These things go on, and it's up to the library board and that librarian to make that decision. That's the magic of America, and it's a key to learning in South Dakota. The reason why the city council does not make the salary for the librarian is that the city council is in the political process, and well, it should be. The city council is responsible to an electorate that will bring pressure, especially in an election year, to have something go one way or the other. The law, the way it is a good case of it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it ain't broke. It allows library boards who are independent of the political, generally independent of the political process. Now, if the library board is way out in left field, then of course the whole library board can be replaced. But as long as the library board concerns itself with library issues, has no other political considerations, then let's let the library board make decisions on libraries and how the librarian is compensated. I urge you to defeat this political involvement in books and libraries and where we go in our libraries.
Further remarks, Representative Pummel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. I rise in support of this bill. In my past life, I've been involved in the city government in two cities in the state, and I've seen the circumstances arise that Representative Holbeck described. The city government has the responsibility of the city budget, and part of that city budget is the city library. And library boards, in good faith and in due diligence, sometimes stray from the policies that are set up by the responsible board, the city council. And it presents a problem when that arises. It's always a challenge in city government to maintain a standard that's equal for all the employees and all the department heads. And when that doesn't exist, it's a lot easier, it's a lot tougher to fix and straighten out than it is to make it happen. I think this is a good law, and its time has certainly come, and I urge your support for it.
Further remarks on House Bill 1222. Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question, please.
I would like to know how the members of the library board are currently appointed, and through that process, what is available to remove those members or replace them if necessary.
Representative Holbeck, did you hear the question?
I heard the question.
Do you care to answer it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I can give you the answer as to what I got when I asked that same question, and I did not research it. So I can't tell you for sure. This is just from a city person who told me this. Their response was that when they put on these library board people, that those people in that community stay on unless they try to remove them or they quit. That's what they've done in that community.
Representative Hennies, you have the floor.
In other words, they appoint the library board and they remove them.
Representative Holbeck, do you care to answer? Yes. Representative Hennies, you have the floor.
I still have no answer to my
question. He said that is correct.
But I don't know who they is. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, it's a pronoun question. Representative Holbeck.
The city council.
Representative Hennies, you have
the
floor.
I'm a firm believer in local control, and I've been struggling with this bill because I'm trying to figure out who really should have the control of this. And frankly, I'm not so sure that Senator Adelstein isn't right to keep this out of the political process. This should be an independent agency, and they should do their own bidding. So I would urge you to defeat this bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1222.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, Representative Hennies, I just want to answer something for you. I served as mayor of the city of Yankton, and that's a mayoral city commission. We're elected by the people, and then the commission elects the mayor of the community. When we work with the library board, the mayor, based on input from the community, people want a request to be on that library board, they send in names, and then the mayor selects the appointments to that library board. The budget is put together by the library board, which they submit to the city. The city then, in their overall comprehensive planning, looks at the budget that they're submitting, because the city has to finance that budget. And if they can, they're, as in any budgetary process, as they do here at the state legislature, work out what can be done. Now, in this case of the city of Yankton, those people that work for the library, as well as the librarian, are employees of the city. So they come under our benefit package, and we did set what the salary would be based on the recommendation. Now, if the recommendation was more than what we were allowing in the budget, then a negotiation was done and we worked that out. But at having it at that level, because they do fall as employees of the city, and it's very difficult to differentiate and say, okay, because you're over there on the library board, or you're working at the library, you're still an employee of the city. And I think if there's a concern that that control is not there, that board makes recommendations by which that city commissioner, whatever that local form of government, responds back. But if you just left it up to those individuals, then there can be this controversy that comes out. And I guess I believe, in all fairness, that, you know, we only have so many dollars, no matter what level of government you're working at. And if you've got an independent board out there that's making all of these, and they're not doing anything to generate dollars because they don't provide the dollars to operate that library department. So if I'm going to be, as a city, responsible to my citizens of the Yankton community, I want to make sure that those dollars are being expended wisely, and that I can assure them that the revenue is there and that the expenses match that. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Further remarks on House Bill 1222. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Holbeck speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Holbeck.
Well, I hate to see us get bogged down in some issues here that I don't think we need to be in. No one in here is saying that the city's going to get in here and tell the library board that these are your hours and these are going to be your books that you're going to buy. We're totally staying out of that business, and that's library board business. We're not changing that. But the issue that came about here, and let me give you the scenario, that a city had a policy on how many personal days you could have and how many you could carry over. And a library board comes in and says, we're changing that for our librarian. We're going to give them twice as many. Now you can see the rub, and you can understand why that can cause some conflicts within city workers and let's keep it uniformed and give the city people that are in charge of these people the power to make that decision.
Further remarks on House Bill 1222. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Adelstein speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Adelstein.
Maybe I wasn't clear. There's nothing in this bill that says that the salary will be equal or set. You simply give the council the power to set the salary and set the benefits. What I had in mind and what would trouble me was that the librarian doesn't meet the political criteria, that city council, and we've had that happen with another issue in a county job, the city council can reduce that salary to $25 a week. And the library goes. And the city council then can make that decision and is often forced to make that decision for political reasons. Books are far too important to leave to that kind of political decision. I think that it's very, very clear. I think that Representative Hennies, the other Representative Hennies, made a very, very good point when he asked the question, what happens? The mayor appoints that board in most cases, and they're for terms that expire over a period. So they're replaceable, but they're not replaceable overnight, and that librarian shouldn't be replaceable overnight. Once again, I'll go back to it. This is a change in existing law, a change which is detrimental and unnecessary. It's not our job as legislators to change every law in the state every time we come here, though some of us may feel compelled to do so.
Further remarks on House Bill 1222. Representative Van Norman.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Has the Library Association or library officials been contacted for whether they approve of this measure?
Representative Holbeck, do you care to answer the question?
I do. When this bill first came out, this bill was sent out by email to all of the cities being represented by lobbyists here. And in response the next day, a member of the library board, or excuse me, a member of the librarians, city librarians, sent out an email to the other city librarians across the state of South Dakota explaining that this bill was out there. I cannot tell you if that went to every librarian, but I can tell you that that word was out within 24 hours.
Representative Van Norman, you have the floor.
Well, I guess I'm concerned about that. I don't know whether or not that's adequate. Personally, I don't think so. I wish those folks were here to testify. But I think if we do reach into libraries too far and we make that political step, I'm fearful of things that have happened around the world in the past and of getting into those issues. And I think on that basis, we don't really need this.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flowers.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I read this bill, it just brings back to my mind local control. Are we going to take more local control away again and again and again? Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1222. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1222. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1222.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 42, nays 24, excused 4.
House Bill 1222, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.